Juan Esteban Aristizabal Vasquez was born in Colombia. And the multiple Latin Grammy Award-winning singer, known only as Juanes in the music world, says his music is a product of his country's diverse culture.
I am a mix of many things, but it's a, you know, there is some place between reggae music and funk and hip-hop and rock. Just right there somewhere is my music, and I grew up listening to a lot of folk music, but I also love rock music and hip-hop, so I'm trying to combine all these elements, and that's why what I do now.
Juanes says his passion for music stems from a family home filled with love and rhythm. That was despite his country's turbulent past.
We grew up surrounded by many different problems and violence, but now that's having changed a lot. So what you see now on TV series is very different. You know, it's not what it is now.
Juanes lived through the violence of the drug cartels that rocked Colombia in the 1980s. Kidnappers killed his cousin. Juanes says his experiences have influenced his music and politics.
I think art, in my case, was like a salvation, you know, because through art I put all my energy, positive and negative, and just used music as a way to escape from reality, but at the same time as a way to express myself.
Unlike many of his Spanish-speaking contemporaries, the 45-year-old stuck to singing in his native language. He's won 2 Grammy Awards and 21 Latin Grammy Awards, sold 15 million albums. In 2005, Time magazine named Juanes one of the world's 100 most influential people. His lyrics are powerful and politically charged.
I think through music always is a possibility to send messages to young generations about the opportunities that you can have when you are alive and when you are positive about the future.
Last year, Juanes laid Spanish vocals over what had become known as the singer Logic's suicide prevention song, an issue he feels strongly about. He says he centres himself through family and social empowerment.
Applaud not only for yourselves, but for the foundation we are laying for our children.